Thanks so much for listening to the Twisted Podcast, sponsored by OMRR. Ozark Mountain Ridge Runners was founded in 1978. It's a not-for-profit organization of nearly 400 individuals dedicated to wellness, fitness, running, and caring. All OMRR board members are unpaid volunteers. All proceeds to OMRR are used for club-related activities such as supporting local and national charities, organizing local races, publishing the Running Briefs newsletter, and the website, omrr.org, and maintaining a clean environment. We need fitness enthusiasts of all types to support OMRR. Hope you'll become a member and join us in our crusade for fun, fitness, and caring. All right, I'm chatting with Alicia Adamson. You're on the board of OMRR. You've been doing a lot of group training runs and more, so probably everybody knows who you are by now. So thank you for all the work that you've been doing. But what I want to know about now is what's next, which is Run for the Ranch. I'll let you take it from here. Tell us why it's so different.
Well, this is our 20th year of doing Run for the Ranch. And this year, we are actually adding a 1 mile to our already existing half marathon, marathon, marathon relay, and 6-hour endurance. So this year, you can do a 1 mile, which will cost you $15 no matter when you sign up. And it is pretty much you are guaranteed a state record as long as no one in your exact age. So if you're 14 and no one else in 14 years old shows up, you are guaranteed a Missouri state record. Doesn't matter if you do it in 15 minutes or 30 minutes, as long as nobody beats you, you're guaranteed, which is pretty unique to Missouri and this area. I mean, I don't know who else does that, but yes, I mean, pretty unique period. So that's pretty cool. And then we are having our 20th anniversary. So this year we have a bus that we're giving away, and that is courtesy of Wellness Concepts Clinic. We are also incorporating our 20th anniversary decal for OMRR and Run for the Ranch. And Brett Smith, I haven't worked out all the details, but Brett Smith is coming on board, and they are going to give away some unique prizes for us.
Tell us about the course.
The course. It is a 3.2-mile loop, and we've been doing this loop for a couple years now. Basically, there is one aid station, but you hit it every 1.5 miles, which is pretty good because that way your support group can be right there. Anybody that's wanting to take pictures or hand you off aid can all be near that 1.5-mile loop, and anybody who wants to take pictures is right there. We have our photographer again who will be taking pictures, probably not the entire time because it's a 6-hour long event, but he will take as many pictures as he can. Those are all going to be free for any participant. For the 6-hour endurance, you can run the whole entire 6 hours, even up to 4 o'clock. And if you get to, you know, 5 minutes to four and you're like, I want to do one more loop, we will allow you to do one more loop, finish out. So you can complete your however many you're wanting. So if you're wanting to try and get your 30 miles in or your 35 miles in, if you can get that all in 6-hour endurance, we are allowing that.
More with Alicia from OMRR after a quick word from our sponsor, OMRR. Run for the Ranch began in 1999 as a fundraiser for the Good Samaritan Boys Ranch, OMRR, and other local charities. The event is held annually on the last weekend of the year and is traditionally one of the last chances to marathon in the United States for the year. Ozark Mountain Ridge Runners invites you to participate in Run for the Ranch Saturday, December 28, 2019. The 1 mile starts at 9:15. All other events begin at 10 a.m., timing for all events ends at 4 p.m. There's no early start for the marathon. The starting line is at Missouri State University, Lot 22 and 24. That's 901 South National, Springfield, Missouri, 65804. More information for you at runfortheranch.com, Facebook, or always at omrr.org. Now, I know a lot of people might be thinking, loops, oh my gosh, that's monotonous and terrible, but it is not at all because, like you're saying, you've got support the whole way, people cheering, you get to hit your aid station.
Yes. It actually makes running a little bit easier so that way you don't have to carry all your stuff. Like, let's say you're doing the half marathon and you have all of your aid, you can easily not have to carry any of that. The water is always there. It's at 1.5 miles. If you know it's right there. Even if you wanted to put it at the finish line, you're going to cross the start finish line every single time. So even if you wanted to put your aid there so that you could just drop in, you could easily pick it up each and every time. So loops are kind of cool.
You're right. And then you're used to the terrain. No unexpected hill.
No, exactly. And our run for the ranch is pretty flat. I mean, there's no major incline, no major decline. It's a pretty flat course, and it's mainly residential area. So you kind of get used to where you're going. You know when to push, you know when to back off, especially when, you know, you're trying to qualify for Boston. You can definitely keep your splits better because you know this is where I've got to be. This is at this point I have to be here, you know, in order to meet my Boston qualifying time.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. It's one of the very last races of the year. If you're wanting to do a Boston qualifier, try for it. This is a good opportunity to give that a try.
Yes, and we have the marathon relay, which is pretty unique, too. So we have a four-man team, and each one of the four women or co-ed, it doesn't matter. But each person in your team runs 6.2 miles. And the neat thing is the chip is actually in the baton. So you have your own bib that corresponds with your group. And then the baton is what you hand off. And that chip is actually inside that baton. And so each one of you does 6.2 miles. So, you know, if you want, you can have half of your group stationed at the aid station and cheering you on. And then when you get to your 6.2, which is at the start finish, that's when you're handing off your baton and you can just continue and help each other get through that marathon relay.
All right. Another question. Start, finish, points, and times.
For the 1 mile, we're starting at 9:15, and everybody starts at the Missouri campus. It's lot number 22 and lot number 24. It's the same lot. You just kind of come in. You either pick left or right, east or west of Grant Avenue, and pull in there and you'll see our big tent and everything like that. But the 1 mile starts at 9:15. That gives everybody time to finish that run and then get ready. And then all the rest of our events, our half marathon, marathon relays, and 6-hour endurance all start at 10 a.m. And then they all finish at 4 p.m.
Very good. Thank you. And who are the proceeds benefiting?
Good Samaritan Boys Ranch. The Good Samaritan Boys Ranch, they do boys and girls. It really helps with children that have been abused, neglected, have gotten into trouble. And this really helps kind of get them back on their feet and help them know that they're loved, that the world is not as scary as it's made out to be, and that they can still thrive as individuals. And this ranch actually does all that.
Excellent. Anything else that you can think to share about the race or OMRR before we close?
Just come out to Run for the Ranch on December 28th at 9:15 and enjoy all of our fun activities that OMR has to offer. And you will get a free mug at the end, our Run for the Ranch 20th anniversary mug that you can put chicken noodle soup in.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Thanks, Alicia.
You are welcome. Thanks, honey.
Thanks so much for listening to the Twisted Podcast sponsored by OMRR. Their mission is to promote the health benefits of running as well as the pleasurable and competitive aspects of the sport while doing their part to improve the lives of others. Ozark Mountain Ridge Runners began sponsoring several races for charity and started several running programs such as Runner of the Year, the PR Corner, and the Triple Crown of Racing. And you are invited to sign up or add your event to the calendar. Memberships always available at ozarkmountainridgerunners.org.